term, we're asking that if we all get our Bibles as we turn to the book of James to receive what God has for us today. And as I said, we want to receive it because God doesn't send his word and return to him void. And God sends his word to help us. And I thank God that he loved us so much that he has given us his word so that we will know what he is requiring of us in order to be pleasing in his sight. And I thank God again for his word. I'm reading in James. If you would turn with me to James chapter 3. James chapter 3. I'm reading verse 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his work with meekness of wisdom. Thank God for the reading of that passage. Today, God has placed on my heart to share with you from this subject, godly wisdom. Amen. Godly wisdom. And as the word of God comes, we are to use it to examine ourselves because we don't want to fail God. Amen. We don't want to come short of his word. Amen. We want to do everything that God commands us to do. In our lesson today, we'll be talking about two wisdoms. Worldly wisdom and godly wisdom. In that 13th verse, say, who is a wise man and do with knowledge among you? It's a blessing to be wise. It's a blessing to have knowledge. There are folks who know a lot of things. They're well read and well versed, and they can talk about a whole lot of things. They know about a lot of things. But here, we want to look at the person who is professing to be a child of God. And as we look at our lesson, we're going to find out that the knowledge that we want to end up with, that we want to have, is the godly knowledge. Right? They say, who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his work with meekness of wisdom. You know, God doesn't mind us having wisdom. And the wisdom we get is because God has blessed us. But over in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5, it says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Say, wisdom, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. But look at verse 7. This is verse 7. I want us to pay close attention to what God is telling us in that verse. He says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. But, you know, there are people who, as I said, they know a lot about worldly things and things in the world, but they don't know how to use it. There are people in the church, and God is wanting us to be aware of this. You know a lot about the Word of God, but you got to know how to use it. You know, when you're dealing with people, you have to have understanding of where they're coming from. And you can't just jump on them. For instance, you know somebody who needs to be saved. You can't constantly beat them up about the life they're living.
Amen.
Amen. They know they're sinning.
Oh, yeah.
So when you do witness to them, use words that will be beneficial to them. Amen. You don't have to point out their faults. Just let them know that, you know, living for God is a wonderful life.
Yeah.
God hears our prayers. God makes ways for us. Amen. And these blessings come from being a child of God.
Yeah.
See, there are ways that we need to know how to deal. Now, some folks we can do it, and then others we can come boldly against them because they are in a different position. So, with the understanding God has given us of His Word, the key is to pray to ask God to how to use it. How to use it. How to use this information that God has given us. How to be a soul winner for Christ. And this is what we as people of God need to be doing, realizing that our mission here on earth is to live a righteous life and to be a light that's shining in a dark world and be an instrument of righteousness so that people can see that you can live a holy life in this evil world when there's sin all around us and people are doing a lot of sinful things. God's people live a righteous life. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So here it says in that 13th verse, if you got knowledge, it says, let him show out of a good conversation his life, his work with meekness of wisdom. Meekness of wisdom. Some people, as I said, they don't have the spirit of meekness. There's some folks who, they know everything. There's some people that, you know, you can't discuss the Word of God because whatever you say, they're going to attack. Amen. But God, and this is what we need to remember, it's good to know things, but that with the understanding, we'll have to apply it. But God wants us to be a witness, but be a living witness. In other words, let our lives portray the testimony that we like to give.
Amen.
Because people look at you, they watch you, they hear you, but they watch you. You can tell them they got to live right, but are you living right?
Amen.
Amen. You can tell them that they need Jesus. You got to make sure you got Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You can tell them how to live, but you need to live that life.
Yes.
So the works that you do, you're supposed to do it with meekness of wisdom.
Uh-huh.
You got to learn how to use the wisdom that God has given you. And God said, with meekness. You know, Jesus was meek. Oh, yeah, he was meek. And Jesus is our perfect example. So we need to, as I often remind you, is to follow Jesus, pattern our lives after Jesus, because Jesus is the one that we need to keep our eyes on. So our lifestyle, let him show of a good life conversation, his work with meekness and wisdom. You know, sometimes it's good to listen. And some people are not necessarily good listeners. You know, people are talking to them and they cut them off. We need to listen so that we'll know how to help somebody.
Amen.
We'll know what the situation is, what the problem is, and then we can be of help to them. But if we're going to just not give them a chance to let us know what it is, we don't know how to use it. The wisdom we have to help them. So in parts of this being our lifestyle, we got to live right.
Amen.
Got to live right and be meek. You don't have to boast and brag about how much you know. Amen. You don't have to do it because maybe that's not the one that God wants you to be boasting and bragging about. And he doesn't want us boasting and bragging anyway, but he wants us to be a good witness. And that sometimes the witness might be somebody you don't know.
Amen.
Somebody that sit there and tell you they got all these problems, and God gives you a word of knowledge.
Yeah.
And you can be a source of help to them.
Yeah.
You can be a source of comfort to them. You can share God's word, and they were feeling bad. But when they got through talking with you, they'll feel a whole lot better.
Amen.
Amen. So God wants us to live it. It's good to know it, but you got to live it. Let your life magnify Jesus every day. Look at verse 14. Well, no, before I go there, I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 3:19. I want you to see what God has to say about worldly wisdom. 1 Corinthians 3:19. It says, 1 Corinthians 3:19 says, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God." That's what God's word says. "For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness." So worldly wisdom is foolishness to God. You know, there are some people, as I say, they know a whole lot. They're very intelligent. But they are ignorant when it comes to God's word. We need to have God's word, because this intelligence that we have and the things we do, it's just for this present world. We need to be concerned about the life after this. And we got to live a life here in this present world so that when it's time to leave here, we know where we're going. So, you know, it's good to know a lot, but don't leave out the knowledge of the Lord. Because in the word of God, you're going to find out what is required in order to deliver us from sin and how to live a righteous life in this evil world. And then when God saves you, you got to live that life that you testify about. So let's look at verse 14. That person who's knowledgeable and they might not know how to use God's word. Look what verse 14 says. "But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth." If you have bitter envying and strife in your heart. See, what God wants us to do is to examine ourselves. And if bitterness and envying is in your heart, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. Because bitter envying is extreme jealousy. We as people of God, you don't have to be jealous of anyone in this world. We don't have to be trying to outdo anybody and in this world. Amen. Because God has given us his promise that we seek him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. God takes care of his children.
Amen.
God supplies all our needs. And we don't have to be envious and jealous of anyone. See, and the devil, he likes to work in the church. And he can work in from the pulpit to the back door. Amen. You know, some preachers try to out-preach another. That's not what God wants us to do. Some person in the choir will want to be the best singer over there, and they want to lead everything, and then there's somebody over there who wants to outdo them. Amen. Jealousy. They bring a song to the choir, then they want to lead it. They want to show up. No, that's not what God says. Meekness. God wants us, but God says if there's envy and jealousy and strife, confusion in your hearts, don't go boasting and bragging about I've been saved for 40 years. Don't go boasting and bragging about, if you need to know about the Lord, come to me. No, God says if you have jealousy and strife in your heart, strife is conflict between people. Let's look at Philippians 2nd chapter. Keep a mark on James. I'm coming back. But I want to read this passage in Philippians chapter 2. See what the Word of God says. We're letting the Word speak this morning. Amen. Philippians chapter 2. And it reads, verse 3. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Nothing, saints, be done through strife or vainglory. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. So we're not trying to outdo one another. I'm not trying to be a Bible dictionary. Amen. I'm not the one trying to correct everybody about what's right, what's wrong. It's good to have the knowledge, but sometimes you got to hold your peace. Sometimes you have to hold your peace. Amen. And that's not taken away from what you know. And because there's some situations, it's no use to talking to folks or they're not going to change. Amen. So what you do is you pray while they're talking. You pray and say, Lord, give me what to say. Lord, help me. And then if God doesn't bring to your mind his word on what to use for that situation, then don't put your two cents in. Can I get an amen? Amen. See, God is trying to help us to be ready when he comes back. And a lot of times, you know, since we've been saved, we don't want to become complacent. We want to constantly use God's word to shine on our hearts and to examine us to make sure we're doing it God's way. That's the important thing. We need to do it God's way. God has given us ability. We know 2 + 2 = 4. But God wants us to acknowledge him. Oh, yeah. See, God will help us. Yeah. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Amen. See, we know 2 + 2 = 4, but a lot of people don't know that 1 + 1 = 1.
Well.
God says in the Bible that a husband and wife, when they come together, two becomes one flesh.
Amen.
Amen. And we need to know that.
Amen.
See, Bible is loaded with so much wisdom, and we instead of us trying to be at the top of the mountain, know everything, we need to be staying in the Word of God and say, Lord, help me to see myself. Help me to be a witness. Help me to help somebody. It's not about me. It's about you, Lord, and pleasing you. So, but this is what I want us to look at and say, if you got that jealousy and strife in your heart, don't be bragging about how saved you are. No, because the Bible said, and lie not against the truth. If strife is in your heart, you can't be boasting. And I'm going to tell you why. Because strife is part of the work of the flesh. It's listed in Galatians. And God names the work of the flesh. And strife is listed in that. Galatians, around the 5th chapter, around the 20th verse. And what it says that if strife is in your heart, people who are working the works of flesh, there's strife in their life, and they say they won't have a part in God's kingdom. It's important, saints, that we know what the Word of God says. See, because the devil will come to your mind and try to make you think that what you're doing is all right. Get in the Word of God. We'll find out whether it's all right. See what God says. So strife is listed as in the category of the works of flesh. And the works of the flesh, people can't please God and don't go to heaven. Amen. Amen. So it's important. So the Bible says, don't be lying against the truth. Don't be like those folks in Matthew. Says, in thy name have we cast out devils. In our name have we done many wonderful works. And Jesus is going to have to tell them, I don't know you. I don't know you. Saints, we got to live this life. It's good to have a good testimony, but back it up with a life. And if you don't back it up with a life, and if strife is in your heart and jealousy is in your heart, then you're not pleasing God. And if you're not pleasing God, then you shouldn't be resting at peace. Amen. You ought to be troubled in mind. And this is what God is trying to get us to see. Because remember this. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Folks will stand there and smile in your face, say they love you, and talk about you behind your back. They're not true Christians. No. They're not true Christians. But you got folks who are pretending to be something they're not. They can talk about Jesus, and they can talk about how wonderful he is. And they can talk about how he's loving, but yet they are talking about somebody else behind their back. That's not of God. That's not of God. And we need to stay focused on who we are and what we need to do. So since if you got that bitterness, jealousy in your heart, and then that strife in your heart, don't glorify God, talking about you were saved. Verse 15 tells you why. Verse 15 says, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthy, sensual, and devilish. So the strife and the bitter envy that is exemplified in the life of a person's heart, but they are pretending like all is well with their soul. The Bible tells us in verse 15 that that didn't come from God. Strife and envy, that didn't come from God. I just told you that you won't go to heaven if strife is in your life. It says that it's not from above. God didn't give you that. But let's see where it comes from. It's earthy, sensual, and devilish. In other words, carnal. Carnal. It comes from the devil. Amen. The devil has deceived a lot of folks. Some people are in church and they jumped and shouted and whatever else. But they never repented of their sins. And they grew up in the church and they know how to testify, they know how to know what to say, but they can't live it. But I want you to never forget that God knows the ones that he's saved. Last week we found out that God sealed his saints. God has placed his spirit in us. Amen. So we need to understand that we're dealing with this worldly wisdom because we live in the world, but it's not a part of the Christian life. It says earthly, sensual, and devilish. It comes from the devil. People are being used by the devil and fooled by the devil. And I often remind you, you hear people, sometimes they get an award for something and they say, the first thing they say, I give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then after that ceremony is over, they go to the after party. And in the party, they're doing every wicked thing they can. And then they're using dope and alcohol, and they're fornicating and doing all this. But they just got finished saying, I give honor to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is not your Savior if you're a fornicator. He is not your Savior if you're a liar. Amen. He's not your Savior if you don't have the power to live right. Amen. And God wants us to understand that when you're a child of God, you live right. We speak the truth. And we separate ourselves from the world. When God saves us, he changes us. That might have been your lifestyle when you were a child of God. But when God saved you, he gave you a new heart. He gave you a new spirit. And that spirit in us causes us to do what God commands us to do. And you tell you what, saints, and we don't mind obeying God. We don't mind saying, Lord, I give up this world to follow you. And we will be a follower of Christ. We don't want to be like Peter. He'll follow him. And then when it got rough, then he denied him. No, we got to hold on to the end. We got to trust in God to the end. And we got to testify that we're a child of God and not be ashamed of Jesus. Amen. Because he said if we're ashamed of him, the day is coming when he comes back. Everybody want to know him, but if you don't know him before he comes back, it's just too late. So it comes from the devil. And I said it's carnal. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Amen. Folks are talking about it, but if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't live a holy life. And some people don't seem to know that. They testify that they're holy and on their way to heaven, but they've never repented of their sins. They've never been forgiven of their sins. They've never received Christ as their Savior. And they come to church. Amen. And they talk about Jesus. But what the Bible says, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say. As a child of God, we got to obey God. Amen. We got to do what he says. Amen. It's not what I think, what I want to do. It's what God says. Amen. When I get up to preach the gospel, I can't tell you what I think. I tell you what God says. Amen. And then I have to obey it, and you have to obey it. And we got to obey it when we leave these four walls, when we get out in our neighborhood, when we get out in the community, we got to yet live right. Oh, yes. Devilish. The devil is a deceiver. Oh, yes, he is. The devil is a liar. Yes, he's the father of lies. Yes. And if you're not saved, you're like your father. You come into this world a liar. And that's why you need to be born again. Because liars will not, cannot, never will go to heaven. You got to be cleansed from sin. You have to be made righteous. You have to receive the Spirit of God in you. And when God is in you, the Bible let us know the steps of a good man, God's children, they are ordered by the Lord. When God is in you, he will help us during our times of tests and trials. When God is in us, God will strengthen us. When the devil thinks he has us backed in the corner, God is there to bring us out. Amen. But you got to have the Holy Ghost. You got to be born again. Because if you're not born again, you're going to be telling lies against God. Somebody saved you and he didn't save you everyone that God saves, they have to obey him.
Amen.
Because to do anything other than obey God, you don't love him. That's what the Bible says. If you love me, keep my commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. Amen. Whatever commandment God has required of us to do, God has given us the help that we need in order to do it. Jesus sent the Holy Ghost back to this world to live in us, to help us. He knew we were going to need help in this evil world, because the devil is yet going about as a liar, as a deceiver, to and fro. He's yet accusing the brothers. Yeah, and he's going to always be a liar. Don't try to get folks to do wrong and say, just go ask God to forgive you. No, we know that God forgive, but we're going to say no to the devil, because the Bible says resist the devil and he will flee from you. We got to understand that the children of God, God has empowered us. He's given us Holy Ghost power, not to work miracles, not to do all these wonderful things we want to do. He's given us power to obey his word. And that's important, that we obey his word.
Amen.
And I'm glad that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So we find out that worldly wisdom comes from the devil, earthly. It's earthly, sensual. Devilish. And look at verse 16. It says, back to James 3:16, for where envy and strife is, there's confusion and every evil work. Envy and strife produces evil work. And as I told you, strife is a work of the flesh. And you're not going to heaven if strife is in your hearts, because that is a work of the flesh.
Amen.
And I'm so glad that God can deliver us from the works of the flesh.
Yeah.
Amen. So where it says in that passage that envy and strife produces confusion in every evil work.
Yeah.
The Bible lets us know, 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, in the 33rd verse, 1 Corinthians 14, 33, it says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. God is not the author of confusion. Where there's a church and there's confusion in it, we got to know it's the work of the devil. No, God brings about peace in his church. So it's the work of the devil. So we find out that strife and envy and boasting about all your knowledge is the work of the devil. And don't talk about you know Jesus and love Jesus, because he teaches us something different. So let's see what the godly wisdom is. We've seen what the worldly wisdom is. Let's look at what the godly wisdom is. Verse 17 says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. What a difference. What a difference that the fruit of the Spirit, what the godly wisdom that he gives us, is such a great difference between that and the worldly wisdom. You know, James 1 and 5, it tells us in that fifth verse, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. In other words, you can ask God for wisdom, God will give it to you. He won't rebuke you for asking for wisdom. Because the wisdom we're asking for is how to live right, God. How to live in this evil world and to please you. How to be a living witness, Father. How to let my light shine so men might see my good works and glorify you. It's not about me, God. It's about you. Amen. I want to be that kind of Christian that you want me to be. I want to be a witness, Lord. Amen. And I can witness not only through my words, but be a living witness in the life that I live. So, godly wisdom helps us prepare ourselves for eternity. It helps us to prepare for the day when Jesus comes back to take us home to glory. We exchange our earthly values for biblical ones. With godly wisdom, we exchange our earthly values, the things that we did earth in this world, the life that we live, we change them. We live life in a different manner. 1 John, the second chapter, 15th verse, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You can't love God and the world. Amen. You can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. That's what the Word of God says. So there's a change that takes place when we have that godly wisdom. The earthly wisdom is about me, myself, and I, and the things that I can accumulate here in this world, and it's all selfish. It's selfish. It's that I'm better than you. What you got, I'm going to outdo you. Amen. You bought a Cadillac, I'm going to get me a Rolls Royce. It's about selfishness. And God doesn't want us to be selfish. No, he wants us to know that we don't have to love the world because God's going to take for it. He said, verse 16 says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And look at 17 verse. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And that's what we want to do. We want to abide forever. We want to live here in this world in a holy state because God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. God makes us holy. But we want to live a life here in this world that's pleasing to God, so that when Jesus comes back on the clouds of glory, we'll be able to meet him in the midair. We'll be able to be received by him, and he's coming back. He's going to take us, and we will forever be with the Lord. We want to live that kind of life here so that when Jesus comes back, and we don't know when he's coming back, but it doesn't matter when he's coming back, we're going to be ready. Wherever he comes, morning, noon, and night, we're ready because we're living right. We're walking uprightly. We're doing God's will because we have godly wisdom. Godly wisdom. Verses tell us about the fruit. And when God saves us, he gives us fruit of the Spirit. Love. Joy. Peace. Long suffering. Gentleness. Goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And when we're faced with the troubles of the world, God has equipped us so that we can come out victoriously. See, when Jesus was teaching on the mount, he told folks that you heard that it says, love the enemies, but Jesus says, hate your enemies, but Jesus says, love them. Difference. There's a difference. The world says hate them. Jesus says love them. For folks who do you bad and lie on you and persecute you, Jesus said, pray for them. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus taught us we have to forgive one another. And he said, somebody said, well, how many times do I forgive them? Seven times? No, Jesus said seven times 70. In other words, as a child of God with godly wisdom, we don't have to keep tally. They keep asking us to forgive them. We keep on forgiving them. And don't let the devil say, you've been forgiving them. They're walking all over you. The devil is a liar. You're doing what God says. If they come back seven times in one day and say, forgive me, as children of God, we're going to forgive them because God has given us heavenly wisdom, wisdom from above, godly wisdom. And we don't have to worry about the enemy because God fights our battles. So let's live a holy life. Let's be the kind of Christian God wants us to be. Let's use the wisdom that God has given us. And how do we get that wisdom? In the Word of God. We got to get in the Word. And we sing a song, get in the Word and stay there. Stay there until Jesus comes. We got to obey Him. And when we do it, God says, one day Jesus is going to come back. And when He comes back, He's going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Godly wisdom. Will everyone please stand? Godly wisdom. We thank God for the love that God has given us. And I thank God for His Word. If you want to live right, get in the Word. If you want to be pleasing to God, get in the Word. And if you don't understand what you read, just know it's right. And pray and ask God to open your understanding. And God will open your understanding. Because He wants us. He wants us. It's not His will that any should perish. He wants us to live right so that when He comes back, we'll be able to go back with Him. If there's anyone